есть все клинические фазы болезни.
At the end, and so I get the facts. But
I'm asking you to articulate to me where the delay was in this case.
Well, we think that the officer gets to go back to his cruiser and check, you know, Johnson for warrants and locks, determine whether the vehicle is stolen, and then he has to complete the citation and conclude the traffic stop and let him know. And so, but that's not what happened. What he did was he, just based upon nothing more than a hunch that there was something inside this vehicle, decided to say, well, I want to call for a canine. There's not available. So, another
hope. So what was the information he received from dispatch?
Well, there was, he checked his mobile data terminal and testified about certain Intel cards. But as we point out in our brief, and he admitted, and Beathard admitted at this suppression hearing, that he had no idea, as it relates to the narcotics, you know, who the confidential informants were they reliable, you know, the dates of any of these things. The same thing for the issue with regard to weapons. He said, well, there's Intel cards for that Johnson possesses weapons. However, elsewhere in his testimony, Beathard said that he didn't see any weapons, and that he actually was at no point ever concerned about his safety. There was nothing in the video that showed that would establish that there was any reasonable suspicion that Johnson was presently armed and dangerous in order regarding these Intel cards. There was just no...
Did the officer testified about the Intel cards, but he also testified about Johnson's nervousness and reaction, and then at least the officer's belief that the route he was describing was not the direct route. So he's processing all of this, and he asks Johnson to exit the vehicle. And then the knife are not the
right. So this is, well, like about 13 minutes, the actual citation for the traffic ticket could have been done well before this point. This is, Peters arrives, they collaborate about how they're going to get in there, you know, they want to get in there, Guthard wants to get in there, how are we going to get in there? So Guthard says, well, I'm going to order him out of the vehicle. Again, the law says, officer who's initiating a traffic stop can order the driver out of the vehicle if, say, come and sit in my patrol car.
I mean, in that highway.
What he did was he went back and said, oh, well, he's got these Intel cards. They're totally nonspecific about what they actually said. That he you know, there's no information that he possesses that he carries concealed weapons, where they had, I mean, they were just totally vague. This was just a fishing kind of a hunch thing. So Peters arrives and he says, well, get out of your car now. Okay, why? To sit in my vehicle so that I can continue the citation? That's not what was going on. What was going on is because he wanted to get inside that car. Well, he immediately sees that Johnson has these two pocket knives clipped to his front pocket. Not concealed, they're totally out in the open. And as I argue in my brief, I think that seeing those allows the officer to, you know, remove those. But after that, you've got to have an independent, reasonable suspicion that Johnson is presently armed and dangerous in order to conduct this pat-down search. And it's this pat-down search that leads to the discovery of the bulge that, you know, of course we know what that is. This is another thing that happened. He can order him to sit in his vehicle. Just as a matter of fact, the law permits an officer to order the driver to go and sit in his car, allow the officer to conduct a pat-down search for this officer's safety. Well, if that's the law, then that completely swallows the rule that says that you have to have an independent, reasonable suspicion. Believe that a person is presently armed and dangerous.
Discovery of the virus could be a reasonable basis to look for other weapons.
No, I don't think so. I think what Guthard said was, well, where there's one, there's two. Where there's one knife, there's two. Where there's one gun, there's two. I don't know where that comes from. What I know is that determine the presence of concealed weapons. The mere fact that somebody has visible pocket knives clipped to their pocket doesn't provide an independent, reasonable suspicion that that person has is presently armed and dangerous with other weapons. So, this was all an orchestrated attempt to get Johnson out of that vehicle, to get inside that vehicle, and, you know, Austin got lucky, is really what happens here. Information about Johnson's anxiety and nervousness and that sort of thing, as the court is aware, is sort of limited value in determining whether there's a basis to prolong the stop. I'm out of time, but I can get to my other arguments, so thank you.
Thank you.
Afternoon. May it please the court, I'm Kimberly Klein, Assistant Attorney General representing the state in this matter. As with respect to the stop and the expansion of the stop by Guthard, well, there's a lot of facts that haven't been discussed, and I think they'll make all the difference in the world. Guthard said the entire situation seemed a little odd to him from the outset. Johnson was extremely nervous. He was sweating, his hands were shaking, and he said he was going to Ashland basically by way of Timbuktu. Guthard said that struck him as very odd, and asked him, why are you taking such a roundabout way? And he kind of blathered at the officer and then finally said, well, I just like taking gravel roads. And he said, okay, whatever. So he goes back to his patrol car and starts to run lots and lots of license check and all that. And in the process of that, the intel cars pop up and tell him, this guy has been known to have weapons when he has been contacted by prior law enforcement. He used caution when approaching this individual. Based on that information, he calls Peters back up, and when by the time Peters arrives, he's writing out the ticket. Guthard said it was about 13 minutes from the time he left Johnson to run the license plates and to the time he reapproaches Johnson, which is kind of the standard average amount of time it takes to get the information and start the ticket and all that. Once he gets done with that, and Peters arrives, they go back and ask Johnson to get out of his vehicle. Unless he gets out, they see the knife clipped to the pocket. Guthard says, okay, keep your hands away from your pocket, and rather than doing that, his hand immediately goes to the pocket, which is going to cause any rational officer a great deal of concern.
Were the knives outside the pocket visible, or were they clipped in the clips and they were inside the pocket?
Guthard explained that the knife itself was in the pocket and the clip was on the outside.
Okay.
So, the concern here is the argument of the of Mr. Johnson that once the citation was complete, the officer should have just given it to him and not asked him to step out of the vehicle.
That's my understanding of the argument.
And tell me why if that was appropriate.
Based on the information that Guthard had and based on his own observations of Johnson in the stop thus far, things just weren't adding up. Things were strange. He was taking a roundabout, basically roundabout way of going where he said he was going to when there was a perfectly direct route, which would have shortened his trip by several light years. And once he gets the information on the intel cards that this person may be armed and dangerous and has been known to be in possession of weapons in prior contacts, then that kind of alters the entire situation. And Guthard, based on that, said, sure, I'd like you to get out of the car. And once he did, the knives are seen. He's directed to keep his hands away from those knives, and instead his hand immediately goes for them. And once that starts happening, and he won't stop doing it, they keep telling him, keep your hands away, keep your hands away. And he keeps reaching for the knives. And ultimately, they just said, we had to get hands-on with him and take those away from him. And based on the totality of the circumstances, the information that they had, the information that Guthard saw during the contact, then there was ample justification, essentially, to expand the scope of the stop beyond just a traffic ticket. Your Honors, with respect to the speedy trial issue, this is the third time it's been here on a speedy trial issue. I think we have adequately briefed that in our brief submitted to this court. If you have additional questions, I'd of course be happy to answer those. If not, we would ask that the judgment of the district court be affirmed.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Was there any time left for a bottle? Thank you. Please, it's nice. We'll take that.